Joshua closed his eyes, remembering old pain. Father didn't like to mention it much.
No kidding, Reuben asked heavily.
Was there ever a plague on Angade? Tula asked.
Yes, Inoni said. 23 years ago. I didn't have any record of an attack on an aid convoy, though.
You do surprise me, Syrinx said.
This captain seems to be a nice young man, Inoni said. He's obviously very taken with you.
I'd sooner join an Adamist nunnery, and just leave the psychological analysis to us humans, please.
The silence in her mind was reproachful.
Yes, well, that was the past, Syrinx said awkwardly to Joshua Calvert. Your problem here is in the present.
Syrinx, Oxley called. The cautious mental tone warned her.
Yes?
We've opened 2 of their cargo pods. They both contain the tokamak coils listed in the manifest. No antimatter confinement technology in sight.
What? They can't have tokamak coils.
She looked through Oxley's eyes into the MSV's tiny cabin. Eileen Karush was strapped in a web next to him. Several screens were covered in complicated multicolored graphics. The liaison officer wore a worried frown as she studied the displays. Outside the port, Syrinx could see one of the Lady Macbeth's cargo pods gripped in the MSV's heavy-duty Waldo arm. It had been opened, and the tokamak coils had been removed by some of the mandible-like manipulator Waldos.
Eileen Karush turned to face Oxley.
It doesn't look good. According to our information, both of those pods should contain the confinement coils.
We've been had, Reuben said.
Will you stop saying that? Syrinx demanded.
What do you want us to do? Oxley asked.
Examine every pod supposed to hold the antimatter confinement coils.
Okay.
Everything all right? Joshua asked.
Syrinx opened her eyes and manufactured a killer sweet smile.
Just fine, thank you.
Eileen Karush and Oxley opened all 18 cargo pods supposed to contain the illegal coils. In every one they found neatly packaged tokamak coils.
Syrinx ordered them to open another 5 pods at random. They contained tokamak coils.
Syrinx gave up.
Reuben was right. They'd been had.
That night she lay on her bunk, unable to sleep, even though the body tensions due to 10 days of enforced stealth routine had almost abated. Reuben was asleep beside her. There had been no prospect of sex when they came off duty. Her mood was too black. He seemed to accept their defeat with a phlegmatism which she found annoying.
"Where did we go wrong?" she asked Inoni. "That ratty old ship was never out of your sight. You followed them superbly.
I was more worried about the Nephilim keeping up. Its spatial orientation isn't a patch on yours.
Perhaps it was the operatives of Idria who lost track of the coils.
They were very certain the coils had been put on board. I could accept Calvert hiding one set in the ship. There's a lot of cubic volume there, but not 18.
There must have been a switch.
But how?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's not your fault. You did everything you were asked to, even when you were created in foam.
I hate that stuff.
I know. Well, we've only got another 2 months to go. We'll be civilians after that.
Great!
Syrinx smiled in the cabin's half-light.
I thought you liked military duty.
I do.
But?
But it's lonely. All those patrols.
When we're on commercial runs, we'll meet lots of other void hawks and habitats. It'll be fun.
Yes, I suppose it will. It's just that I would have liked to finish on a high note.
Joshua Calvert?
Yes, he was laughing at us.
I thought he was nice, young and carefree, roaming the universe, very romantic.
Please, he won't be roaming it for much longer.
Not with an ego like that. He'll make a mistake soon enough. That sheer arrogance of his will force him into it. I'm only sorry we won't be there when he does.
She put an arm over Reuben so that he would know she wasn't angry with him when he woke. But when she closed her eyes, the normal vista of starfields that accompanied her into sleep had been replaced by a roguish smile and a rugged face that was all angles.